Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and I am a retired school teacher who decided to pivot my career after the pandemic began and just really want to find out different ways that people are doing their lives. This pandemic has definitely changed our lives in a tremendous way. And so now we had to pivot and think of other ways of bringing in income. So today I wanted to talk about beginning the new year in a healthier way. A lot of people are doing their New Year's resolutions and they say, you know, this year I want to lose 5 pounds or I want to lose 60 pounds. Sometimes they decide I want to be debt free. And then sometimes we just want to be healthier. So to have a healthier lifestyle, you got to start from the inside out. You can't just say, I'm going to do something on the outside, which is just weight loss. But you have to think about your internal self because you want to be better all the way around. And there are a number of steps that you need to take to improve yourself. But first, you have to think about your thought life, your mindset. And when you're writing down your resolutions, you want to be aware of what you're thinking. So if you have the wrong thought life, very often you will still be stressed because you're almost putting a Band-Aid on something that needs to be healed from the inside out. And today I was invited a special guest, but it seems as though my guest is not quite here. Hopefully she will be calling in soon to give us some pointers about how to have a healthier lifestyle. One thing that you can do is you want to start your day off with some sort of devotional. Sometimes people do it by reading scripture. Some people start off with meditation. And meditation has a negative connotation for some people because they will say that if I'm meditating, I'm not really sure what I'm meditating on. So you have to have someone who can help you in that line. And I have invited health expert Niambi Sims, who is the CEO of the Integrated Wellness Design Program. And she has some very helpful steps that people can take in order to develop a better you for 2021. Niambi, are you on the call?
Yes. Hello, Terry. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. So glad to see you made it. So first I want to ask you, how did you begin your journey into healthy living? What was it?
Oh,
was there
a
catalyst
question.
Or something that happened in your life?
Actually, there was. You know, Terry, I've always been really interested in health and fitness. I started out as a fitness instructor, and I was really clear about the anatomy of the body and how to get fit, how to lose weight, and those particular things. But I started to, it wasn't until I began to learn about the internal practices and some of the ancient wisdom that we don't often learn about how our mindfulness and our thoughts and our lifestyle directly affect us and our health, and how making modifications and changes to that really impact our nervous system, and that we all have access to it. It's just a matter of knowing about it. And then, interestingly enough, my father became very ill. And diabetes runs in our family. And I don't even like to say that it runs, but diabetes has been traditional in our family. I'll put it like that. And so my father, he was diagnosed with diabetes, and then it got worse, and he got prostate cancer, and he started to decline in his health. And as I was, my business was about 6 years old at that time, and I was exploring all of these concepts. And so I went to work with him with alternative practices in conjunction with his doctor to see if we can help, you know, get him right. And Terry, he got off the medication. His numbers went down. He lost weight. He totally changed his life. And, like, that was a testament to his trust in me and also his trust in trying something alternative. And it really, it was proof, like living proof, like, oh, my God, this works. This works. And it was just simple lifestyle changes. So that really fired me up about doing more, sharing this information, incorporating it, you know, spreading it, spreading the word about it, and being really fired up, you know,
And I think, too, that just sometimes as a people, you and I both being African-American, we sometimes follow the traditions of our families. And, you know, like you said, you don't want to say diabetes runs in our family. I know for my family, it's high blood pressure. And so it's like you want to be more aware, but the generation before us, that was not part of the way that, to me, they raised us.
Right.
So it really takes you studying and really looking at, you know, what, why do we have, you know, chitlins and things that are heavy in sauces or high spices in a lot of our foods that are very high in sodium. You know, I think a lot of it is we just follow the traditions and we don't even realize why we're doing it. So it takes
a real
mindset change.
I mean, it's so true.
But what would you say if somebody, because, I'm sorry, go ahead, what'd you say?
I was going to say, it's not always easy because food is so connected to our emotions and how we were raised and comfort. And so there's, you know, it's not always very as easy as it sounds to say, okay, just give up chitlins because it's not good for you, or give up fried chicken, or whatever those comfort foods we've come to know traditionally. It's not always easy. But it's also, like in my research, I learned a lot of the foods that our ancestors ate, it wasn't that they were necessarily bad. At that time, most of the food was not processed. It was grown on the farm, or it was grown or made in the kitchens. You know, people had gardens and they were hands-on with the food, and people were physical and worked in long hours. So if you're eating a big breakfast of grits and fried chicken and fried fish or biscuits or things like that, chances are you're going out and doing some kind of physical labor or work. So there were circumstances that was necessary for that we no longer need. We don't need all those calories and we don't need to cook that way. And a lot of us have, you know, are using processed foods and not, we're not growing our own food. We're not, you know, we're going to the market or going to the store and getting it. And, you know, so it's a little bit different. So, you know, we don't have to give up necessarily give up the things we love, but understand the origins and how we can modify them to make them work for us in this current day.
Exactly. Exactly. I know I just visited my son and his wife. She gave us fried chicken, but she did it on an air fryer.
Yeah,
it was delicious and no oil.
Perfect example. Perfect example.
And I was
I love it.
Whoa, this is good.
Was it crunchy?
Sometimes it's a small pivot.
Was it what?
Was it crunchy? Very crunchy. And the way they seasoned it, to me, was the key. The seasoning was the key. And so once you start learning to use those seasonings, and, you know, like you said, it's a pivot. It's a small mindset change where you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But it makes you make a better choice. So if somebody said, okay, that's my resolution, I want to live healthier, what would you suggest would be a first baby step that somebody could do to say, I want to live healthier in 21?
That's an excellent question. There are so many ways. I would say the first one, I'll give you a, to recognize our responsibility and the correlation between our lifestyle and our health, and then become aware of how our habits affect our health. So, like, taking the time to say, after you eat certain things, after you eat that meal that you love so much, just pay attention. How do I feel right now? You know, sometimes we're so used to getting indigestion or gas that we think it's normal, or going to sleep, you know, after a meal, we just think that's normal. But pay attention, how do I feel after I eat this one thing? And sometimes you might notice, well, I get a little mucus in my throat, I got a cough, or I go straight to sleep, or get a little bloated. But just pay attention. And then the next thing is deciding you want to make a change. That's the first, becoming aware and then making a decision. And then the third step is committing to yourself and your lifestyle change with a healthy dose of patience and compassion with yourself. So, like, you know, your one step might be, I'm going to drink my water today. I'm going to drink, make sure I have my eight glasses of water. And then just start with that. Or it might be, I'm going to move my body for 10 minutes. I'm going to take a walk when I get up, 10-minute walk around the block, you know. So, but I think the mindset is absolutely the first. Being aware of it and then committing to that change that you want and taking small steps, but being committed to the commitment, you know, like knowing that it's a journey, you know.
Exactly.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon. And you'll discover little things. You'll discover that, you know, if you have the patience and compassion, you'll discover little ways that are personal for you that help you feel better. You know, like, I'm a proponent of meditation, but it's because when I started to realize what the benefits was, when I started to experience it, it was like, well, how can I not do this? And even for me in the beginning, you know, I would resist because I'm a busybody, and I would be like, I don't have time for that. Or I'd fall asleep, or, you know. But, like, I set my timer for 1 minute. I said, hey, Nia, you can do anything for 1 minute. Just do 1 minute. And then 1 minute became 3 minutes. And it was like, even 3 minutes, I would say, wow, I feel so much better within 3 minutes. Okay. And I began to delight in the little things that made me feel good because I felt good after. You know what I mean? So, you know.
So for like a 1 minute meditation, what would they have to do? What would they concentrate on? Is it just closing your eyes and breathing? Or is it listening to something?
All of those things are can be part of meditation. There are infinite amounts or types and styles of meditations. A good one would be, you know, yes, starting to concentrate on your breathing. I actually lead and guide meditation courses, so I would be remiss if I just said, you know, yeah, just stop and breathe. But that really is it. It is breathing and directing your awareness. And you know, giving yourself just a little bit of time, honoring yourself, your tempo, giving yourself a few minutes to just be with yourself, you know. And setting the time. I think showing up for yourself is the first step, is the important step. Showing up and sitting down and giving yourself, you know, a minute or two just to focus on your breath, it can be invaluable.
Exactly. Exactly. I truly believe that because I think we get so busy, and that is one benefit. I mean, there actually have been a number of benefits from the pandemic. But that is one benefit of the pandemic, is it's kind of made people slow their lives down a little bit because they're not rushing out the door to go to work. They might have had to be working remotely. They don't have to get dressed.
Yeah.
All they got to do is that I can have on my Zoom picture, and I can still have time to get that 1 minute of time with myself where I'm, you know, like you said, concentrating on the breathing. Something really, really simple. I used to do that with my students when they came back from recess. And it was like, before we start getting into our learning, I would be like, okay, let's just take a moment. And we actually did 5 minutes because it took them a while to get settled. But it was five minutes of just being quiet, and telling them to put their hands on their abdomen and breathing before we turned back and went back to work. So they could, you know, quiet themselves down. And for kids under 10, that's really hard.
Yeah. But so good to start them, to introduce it to them at a young age. So good. Yes. I love that.
Yeah. It definitely made a difference. Now, another thing I heard that was important for healthier living from the inside out is sleep. is getting a good night's sleep, because some people don't get good night's sleep.
Listen. Oh, my goodness. Sleep is invaluable. Yes, sleep is. It's one of those things that's overlooked. You know, like, it's such a simple, basic thing, but, yeah, sleep, you know, sleep, we need sleep for all of our physical body processes, and it's our chance to recharge. And, you know, when we're under a high amount of stress, the body needs more time to heal and regenerate. And so if you, you know, if we're under duress and stress at a higher level, but we're sleeping less, then that is compounding the effects of stress, because we are not giving ourselves time to reset and regenerate. So, like, you know, when you sleep, your body gets a chance to detoxify and gets a chance to rebalance and gets a chance to strengthen everything and reset. I kind of like to think meditation is the same way for your mind. Like, meditation is like a mental detoxification, taking the garbage out of your mind. The same way sleep is like a, you know, internal detox and rejuvenation. I think they're very similar. Time out, stillness, mm-hmm. letting your body do what it has to do naturally to be ready to recharge for the next day.
I definitely agree. I know I was having, when I was working, I was always having back problems or whatever. And I realized that the problem was not getting a good night's sleep and not having a good mattress. So we invested
Ooh.
In actually the Sleep Number mattress. And the difference
How was that?
Is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal, because my husband likes it a little firmer and I like it to a certain softer level. And it's like now my Sleep Number are usually up between 80 and 90. And I just realized that when I was working, I really wasn't getting a good night's sleep. And I didn't know it. I was just going through the motions. You know, so it made such a difference. And what about when people listen? Now, a lot of people like to watch TV to go to sleep. Do you recommend that, turning off the TV, or if it calms them down? Or
well, no, I don't. No, I don't. So just like we have a morning practice, like I recommend all my clients and students develop morning practices. I also believe it's important to have an evening practice, and that's a conscious practice that where you attend to yourself. You tend to yourself with conscious attention, you know, attention, and do what you know you need to do to prepare yourself for either the beginning of the day or for winding down. So I like to say have a nighttime decompression pre-sleep practice. And
what would that
the
entail?
TV, usually, yeah, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Turning off the
so
TV.
Turning off the TV.
Number one. That's like number one. And, you know, right now there's a lot of toxic media, a lot of toxic television, particularly for those of us that like to watch the news around the clock. So much of that is fear-mongering, and so much of that is stress-inducing. And sometimes it's so subtle, we don't even recognize it, but it's, we're being infused and inundated with messaging that's stressful, you know? And so, yeah, turning it off, I would say an hour or more before you sleep. I'd also suggest turning off the telephone. Take that cell phone, turn it off, or if you can't turn it off, put it in another room, not next to your nightstand. Put it in another room, partially because of the distraction or the temptation to grab it, but also because of all the little noises that can interrupt you as you're trying to drift to sleep.
Yes.
Also because it emits frequencies that can be damaging to your body. It emits waves that are not really good for us. So, you know, putting it away from our heads at night will help us with sleep. Something else, if you eat at night, try to finish your meal maybe up to 3 hours before going to bed, so you're not going to bed on a full stomach. I like to put music on. Some people don't sleep well with music, but I like to put soothing tones or like spiritual music or meditation music with no words, just something that's calming. Mm-hmm. Maybe like ocean waves if you're not into the melodious music as much, ocean waves or rain. I have all these programmed so that just to give a nice ambient sound that is soothing, and maybe a cup of hot tea, something like chamomile and herbal tea that has no caffeine, but something that's really soothing. And I'm into bath. I love a hot bath before bed.
Yes.
That's one of my go-to teas.
Yes. Definitely. That is mine.
Yeah.
That is definitely mine.
Oh, yeah. The bath and the chamomile tea are my two favorite. I must say, though, I do have the TV on when I'm sipping my tea. So I'm going to switch that up. Definitely switch that up.
You know, with most of my clients, TV and the cell phone are the two things that's that hard. And even for myself, my cell phone is like my friend. It stays with me, so I have to make a conscious effort to put it away. But yeah, TV is a hard one, and you know, yeah, it's not an easy thing, but it really will make a difference in your quality of sleep, in your dreams or nightmares.
Oh yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely there.
Yeah.
Definitely there. What would you say about any products? Like, I know when I went to your website, oh, things that you had on there, I cannot wait to try. Like, I saw you had, what is it? The latte, the mocha latte body whip.
Oh,
I was like, the You Glow Face Polish, the Sea Moss Gel. So what products would you suggest people beginning with after they've had a stressful day? Like I always hear people when they get off of work, they go get a glass of wine. And that's usually the way they de-stress. What would be a product you might suggest when you come off of work? You haven't started dinner, but you just like downtime before you are going into your evening.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a few things. People, when we come home from work, again, coming home from work, that's another ritual. Like if we make these things intentional, and sometimes a glass of wine is a ritual, a daily glass of wine or, you know, a cigarette for some people or, you know, something just to take the edge off. I hear that a lot. Again, it's about choosing a lifestyle that, or choosing an action that's going to support our goal and our lifestyle goal. So when you come home, I definitely think it's important to hydrate. First thing, just like in the morning, hydrate. Hydration is always important. So that cup of tea, that maybe a walk, maybe, you know, I like self-massage, coming home, or self or partner, coming home and, you know, I have my cup of tea and then, you know, if you have a butter or oil or something like that, you can massage yourself, your hands and feet, or get your partner to massage your hands and feet. I definitely have a body butter that I use for regular daily massage. But then I have a Chocolate Lover's Edible Body Butter, so for your partner, your intimate partner.
Ooh.
You know, you can
really good.
Yeah, that's a decompression too. That's a stress reliever. You know, you can take that out and massage each other with it. Oh, it works. I mean, let me tell you, it's great. It works. And then supplementation of your nutrition. Something that we don't often think about. A lot of times when we're after a stressful day or when we are under a stressful, when we're under stress, we crave certain things. And people say to take the edge off, or they want something sweet to give them energy, or they're craving something, but they're not sure what. So we just go to what we know to go to, and that becomes our habit. I am a huge proponent of nutritional supplementation, and so the sea moss gel I actually created. I didn't create the sea moss, but the way that I prepare it, I do sea moss blends that use the sea moss with herbs and supplements that help to fortify our immune systems. So right now I have an immunity sea moss blend that is it's got elderberry, it's got vitamin C, it's got black seed. All of these things are really good to support the immune system. However, the sea moss itself is extremely high in minerals. So when we're mm-hmm. depleted in minerals, we tend to crave things to supplement that because we're not sure what we want. Our body's just trying to get it in us, and we don't know what to grab to get that. When we have enough minerals, then it really eases the craving. It eases the edge naturally. So I think sea moss is a really good supplement to have on hand because it will allow the body to get and receive the nutrition and the minerals that we need and lessen the craving, lessen the edge, lessen the anxiety that comes sometimes when we're not nourished in that way.
I know. Now I heard sea moss has to stay refrigerated or to stay cold. So do you ship that or do people pick it up or how could they get
both.
It from you?
Both. So I ship it with a little ice pack so you get it cold. And people pick it up, too. When I make an order, people pick it up. Both.
Okay. Well, we are down to our last 3 minutes. I cannot believe time has flown by. So I need to know, how can people get your products?
Okay, well.
How do they get in contact with you?
Yes, thank you. So my shop, I have an Etsy shop called Integrated Wellness Shop, and that's Integrated Wellness, WellnessShop. So Wellness Shop is like one word. My website is integratedwellnessconcepts.com. You can find me on Facebook at Integrated Wellness Concepts. You can email me at info@integratedwellnessconcepts. And if you DM me on Facebook, direct message me, or email me, I will give you 10% off your sea moss purchase or any purchase at the store if you mention that you heard me here on this podcast.
Great. Wonderful. So once again, that's Integrated Wellness Shop on Etsy.
Yes.
.com.
Yes. Yes.
And Integrated Wellness Concepts.com. And they can find you on Facebook. Wow.
Integrated Wellness Concepts. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Sounds like, are you taking more students or do you have like a current class that's in process? Or how do
people
start being educated in this? Do you have classes?
Oh, I love that question because it's my passion and purpose to really inform people about these internal energy practices that we can do that are just life changing. Yes, if you would like more information on my classes. Yeah, send me an email. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and give my direct email. It's niambi, niambibwwla @gmail.com. Again, that's niambi, BWWLA, that stands for Black Women for Wellness, LA, @gmail.com. So any of the formats, you can direct message me or you can email me directly and to be connected to my upcoming courses. I'm preparing a class on just teaching these principles, simple breath work, meditation, and movement principles to supplement and support a healthy, energized life. I'm really excited about it because we all need to know these things, particularly now when we're really under a higher level of stress. I'm excited about that.
Well, I just want to thank you, Niambi, for coming on, having people have healthier living for this new 2021. I like to thank my guests for my audience for tuning in. And this is Taran Travel with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. Have a fantastic day. And I always like to end my show with make a difference every day in some way. Bye-bye.